Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is quite pleasant, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a Ynet reporter embedded with IDF forces on the Yellow Line states that Hamas is continuing its operations despite policy outlines by the Board of Peace. Earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu strongly rejected the 15-point plan for Gaza, saying it's unacceptable to Israel. Also, the IDF announced it will demolish the home of Duas Hasson, the terrorist responsible for killing Yehuda Sherman in a March attack in the West Bank. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Prime Minister Netanyahu rejected Donald Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, expressing confidence in standing up to the U.S. president. Separately, I-24 News highlights Israel's refusal to abide by the Board of Peace's plan, stating the IDF will remain in Gaza until Hamas is fully disarmed. And finally, from the Forward, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, a Democratic Senate primary candidate in Michigan, is courting Jewish voters while defending his opposition to U.S. military aid to Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News reported just minutes ago that Iran has allegedly struck an oil tanker near Oman with anti-ship cruise missiles launched from southern Iran. Jake Wallace Simons, a journalist, expressed his pride in the Telegraph's recent coverage, posting earlier today. Hillel Neuer, a human rights advocate, exposed that UNRWA employed a Hamas terrorist as a school principal even after funding reinstatements, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Ynet, Israeli forces remain vigilant as Hamas continues to entrench itself. This comes amid Israel's firm dismissal of a 15-point plan proposed by the Board of Peace. The IDF's ongoing operations underline Israel's commitment to security over diplomatic proposals they perceive as unfavorable. Turning to the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's plan to demolish the home of Duas Hasson. Hasson was responsible for the death of Yehuda Sherman, an 18-year-old, in March. This demolition serves as a message against terrorism and highlights Israel's policy of holding perpetrators accountable. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports Prime Minister Netanyahu's rejection of a U.S.-backed Gaza plan. Netanyahu's stance underscores Israel's insistence on security assurances before any withdrawal. His position could strain diplomatic ties with the U.S., but reflects Israel's focus on regional stability. In a related development, I-24 News reports on Israel's stance regarding the Board of Peace's plan. The IDF's presence in Gaza will persist until Hamas is disarmed, signifying Israel's unwavering approach to ensuring long-term security. And finally, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed's campaign in Michigan, covered by The Forward, is gaining attention. By opposing U.S. military aid to Israel, he positions himself on a contentious issue, aiming to attract progressive voters while engaging with the Jewish community. His stance could influence the broader debate on U.S. foreign policy in the region. On the economic front, first, Mativ Business reports a class action lawsuit against the Golda ice cream chain. The lawsuit claims their sugar-free products contain sugar, potentially costing the company millions. Separately, Katek reports on Balaji Srinivasan's attempt to establish a network state in Malaysia. The venture combines startups and residential life, but faced challenges, highlighting the difficulties of establishing digital sovereignties. And finally, Ynet Business reports on a Supreme Court case involving a father who sued his son over a land sale. The father's appeal was dismissed, confirming the son's right to sell the property, setting a legal precedent in familial property disputes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.